just a gorgeous morning in the Inland Empire. Cola 99.9, Jesse Duran, Melissa and Lauren here. It is time to play Will or No, like we do every Wednesday. And we have Liz on the line. And Colton, caller number 9, you're our first contestant on Will or No.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Liz, it's a fun game. All you got to do is guess whether or not Lauren, our 30-something mom on the morning show, is feeling smart this morning. You guess whether or not she knows the answer to the question I ask her correctly. You get into a drawing for a pair of tickets to the final ELO show ever. Jeff Lynne's ELO at the Forum as they close out the Over and Out Tour Saturday, October 26th. Now, if you're the only one who gets yours right, you'll automatically win. Tickets go on sale this Friday, and these are win them before you can buy them. Okay?
Okay, Lauren, come on, let's do this.
All right. Here we go, Lauren. Here's your first question. Speaking of ELO, ELO, of course, stands for Electric Light Orchestra. But what does AC/DC stand for? Liz, will Lauren know what AC/DC stands for?
Oh, my God, I don't even know what that means. Yeah, you will.
Ooh, I don't know if she'll know this.
Lauren, what does AC/DC stand
for? I know that you've mentioned this before, Jesse. Now, did I retain this? I don't know. I want to say it's like a battery charge.
Okay, but I need what the letters stand for.
Well,
like
yes.
ELO is Electric Light Orchestra.
Alkaline,
you mean?
Alkaline, charge, durable, complex.
All right. It stands for alternating current, direct current.
I didn't remember it either, Lauren. I just remembered that he had mentioned it.
Alternating current or direct current. Back in the day, everything was DC. It was just direct current. And then Tesla came out and invented alternating current, or at least he likes to take credit for it.
That's
what it stands for. Anyway, Liz, she did
I'm
not
so
know.
Sorry, Liz,
that was your electricity lesson for the day.
That was a hard one.
You still have a chance if nobody else gets theirs right, so hold on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
Moving on to caller number 10. We have Edward on the line in Moreno Valley.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Edward?
I'm doing great.
All right. So, ELO is kicking off their tour in Palm Springs. Besides Palm Springs, name another California city with the word palm in its name. Edward, will Lauren be able to name another California city with the word palm in its name?
Yes, I do believe she will.
Totally, me too.
Come on, Lauren.
Yeah.
You got this one.
Palm Springs, give me another one.
Palm Desert.
A little closer to the microphone.
Palm Desert,
that's one.
She got it. In fact, that's actually where the concert kicks off at Acrisure is Palm Desert. So,
I thought this was a trick question.
There's also Palmdale.
Palmdale, that's 29 true. Palms.
I was going to do 29 palms.
La
too.
Palma. Mm-hmm. Any of those would have worked. Edward, you got it right. You were in the drawing for these tickets for ELO. Hold on the line,
all
Edward.
Right.
Hold on. Moving on to caller number 11. We have Sylvia on the line in Riverside.
Yes.
Sylvia, you got to get yours right to get into the drawing as well.
Okay.
Lauren, Strawberries just came out as the most pesticide-packed fruit or vegetable for 2024, according to the study of the Dirty Dozen. Every year they release the Dirty Dozen. Mm-hmm. In fact, strawberries are so full of pesticides, that plastic over the top of them is to hold the pesticide in.
Oh.
I mean, that's
horrible.
Exactly. So, another fruit or vegetable that is in the Dirty Dozen for 2024. Sylvia, will Lauren know another Dirty Dozen fruit or vegetable?
No.
Says no. Lauren, give me the name of another fruit or vegetable that is packed full of pesticides.
I actually saw that article, and let me see if I retained it, because it was like a week ago, I think.
Yeah,
or so.
It just came out.
I want to say blueberries.
Blueberries comes in at number 11. Barely, she got it.
That's
I'm
what I
sorry,
buy my kids.
Sylvia.
I buy my kids strawberries and blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries also on the Dirty Dozen. I mean, the list is full of everything from grapes to spinach to peaches and pears and apples.
Wow.
Man, messing with all of our good stuff.
All part of
stuff.
The Dirty Dozen. Make
so
sure
you need to soak them in baking soda.
And wash them thoroughly. Anyway, Sylvia, you did not know, but thanks for trying, okay?
Thank you.
That means, Edward, you're the only one who got yours right. You won.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
That is fantastic. You get to see Jeff Lynne's ELO at the Forum, the final night ever, the last night of their Over and Out tour.
Cool. That's cool.
Last ELO show ever, and you're going to be there, Edward.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
It's Saturday, October 26th. Have such a great time.
Great. Thank you so much. I can't wait.
We're going to play Will Lord Know again at 8:20 for your Ren Faire tickets on Cola.